experience?
Well, it's a little bit different than college. You know, it's the pros. So, you know, it's a great learning experience, and, you know, you're just trying to catch up with where the older guys are at.
But good to put the helmet on, sort of get out there again and
Absolutely. Work out the kinks, and, you know, obviously the first day is going to be a little sloppy, but, you know, we got film and we got stuff to look at and move forward and get better.
Much more intricate has the game been so far? I mean, obviously just getting here, but then the college level.
Intricate? There's just a lot more to it. You know, it's more complex than the college level, but you just learn it and, you know, do it.
A lot of players were saying yesterday, you know, some of the intricacies of the playbook were really, you know, hard to get through. Have you sort of dived into that yet? Or
It's complex, you know. The college game is much more simpler than the pro game, you know, and it's because you got full-time jobs here. You know, you don't have to worry about school or, you know, putting too much on younger kids, but now we're adults, this is our job, and so you're going to have a more complex playbook, you know, both offense and defensive-wise.
Is that something that's been stressed a lot, like the fact that now this is actually a job, it's not just a game?
Yes, he makes it very clear that it's a business and you should treat it like a business, and, you know, both from their standpoint and our standpoint.
They obviously have two really good tight ends. Just talk about maybe getting into camp with those guys and learning from them.
Exactly. Just learning from them. You know, they're great tight ends, and, you know, couldn't learn from a better group of guys, and, you know, I can just do my part to try to contribute to help with the team's success.
Anything funny so far in the first experience in being a pro?
No, every player is different.
Not really. Just long days and short nights of sleep. That's about it so far.
Do you think about what it's going to take to make this team, or is it just so far away?
Really, just you go out there and you try to establish yourself and, you know, do what you can to help the team and give your full effort. And the coaches, that's up to the coaches to decide that. So if they think you're good enough, you're going to make the team. If not, then try your luck elsewhere.
How much inline, offline stuff did you do at Iowa? Because mostly spread out, or?
We ran a pro-style offense, so some things I'm used to here, you know, as far as the coaching techniques, and Ferentz and Belichick, they're tied in together, you know, I know that. But so, I mean, it helps. But, I mean, overall, I mean, I really don't know much at this point. It's still a huge learning curve.
Are you proud of your blocking? Are you known for your blocking?
I mean, I can develop in all areas. That's the important thing. You know, compared to these guys, you know, I'm nothing. So, I mean, I'm just trying to learn from them, get better, and get to the level that the coaches want me at and what I need to be at to play to my best abilities.
How much interaction have you had with Josh McDaniels so far?
A lot, you know. I mean, he's teaching the offense, and, you know, we're a lot of interaction with just about all the coaches. But, yeah, we're just, you know, we'll go in, we'll meet with, you know, as an offense, and he'll teach us the playbook. And, you know, they do a good job of balancing all that between special teams position and offense as a whole.
Did the link between Coach Ferentz and Coach Belichick draw you here at all, or that familiarity have any kind of bearing?
Honestly, I have no idea. The Patriots just called me up and said, hey, you want to come be a free agent here? And I said, sure. That's really what happened.
Were they the only team they called?
No, there was other teams. There was.
So what ultimately led you to come here over the other options?
They called first. They knew what kind of player I was versus just another player that was on the list because he was on other lists. And it was just a great situation for me.
Talked to them at all before the draft?
No, not really.
You're an Iowa guy. Gallery hasn't talked to you at all. I know he's been in town lately. Robert Gallery.
Yeah.
Has he talked to you at all?
Spoke to him the other day. You know, that's the cool part about, you know, going to college, especially at Iowa, you know, where the Preach family atmosphere is that, you know, you go to these college teams and you got the Iowa thing in common. And, you know, it's great, you know.
Him being obviously a high draft pick, has he given you any advice about how to handle the transition?
Not really. I mean, it's just, you know, it's... You know, you talk to other guys and just figure it out from the guys that are around you. You know, I mean, he's an old lineman, and so and an old vet, and we haven't had much interaction with those guys. But, you know, you don't learn just from guys that went to the same school. You know, you learn from guys in your position, guys that have been there with coaches. And so, but yeah, we've talked.
Did you cross over with Tony Moyaki, Chiefs now?
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Spoke you guys have played together, though.
Yes, we did. I spoke to Reisner, you know, before I came here from minicamp. But, yeah, I haven't spoke to Tony in a while.
Is there anyone you're looking forward to meeting? Or?
No, not really. I mean, it's just, you know, you're at the same level as they are, and, you know, they're just men just like you at the end of the day trying to have a job, and that's how you have to treat it. You can't be starstruck.
Before you signed with the Patriots, what did you make of the tight end group that this team has?
They're a good group, you know. I mean, it's just bottom line, they're a solid group, and what better place for me to, you know, learn from than to learn from guys like Gronk and Hernandez and Coach Godsey. You know, it's a great opportunity.
Obviously, the tight end is kind of becoming featured more in offenses around the league. It's kind of, and the fact that the Patriots have used the tight end so much, is that at all playing your decision to come here? I mean, or is it just the fact that they called first?
I mean, you're going to see the transition. Teams might use more tight ends depending on, you know, the style of coaching. That obviously is an important thing. The Patriots have always used a lot of tight ends, and so gives you a better opportunity to make the team. But, like I said, it just came down to this is the best situation for me.